Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
In this episode, Dave Mattray chats with Martin Cho of Vertex Security and Matthew Nevin of CyberMerc. Martin and Matt are two of the Australian entrepreneur residents at the Australian Landing Pad, San Francisco, and share their experience of moving into the American market. We're also joined by Gabe Solkers, Landing Pad Manager, who has some great insights for entrepreneurs and talks about the opportunities the Landing Pad offers. This interview was recorded in San Francisco during the joint AusCyber and AusTrade Australian Cybersecurity Mission to the USA.
Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. I'm David Mattray and we're recording here from the Landing Pad at WeWorks in San Francisco. I'm joined by Matthew Nevin of CyberMerc Australia, Martin Cho of Vertex Australia, and Gabe Solkers from the Landing Pad. Welcome, everybody.
How you doing, David?
Hello. Good day.
So I guess maybe as a bit of an introduction, maybe you could each tell us a little bit about what you're doing over here.
Yeah, certainly. I'm happy to kick that off. So this is Matt Nevin. We're over here selling our product, which is a cybersecurity team in a box. We principally provide that to small to medium enterprises who are largely neglected in the cybersecurity space. When every client purchases that, they become part of a military-grade cybersecurity defensive mesh network. And by that, I simply mean when anyone's attacked, all of them are updated against that attack. And that's how we've driven down the cost of this product, because we've figured out a way to get SMEs to work together to defend one another.
Terrific, terrific. And maybe Martin, you'd like to give us a bit of background about what you're doing as well.
Yeah, my name's Martin Cho, and I'm the VP of Vertex Security. We're a cybersecurity consultancy from Sydney, and we've come over to the US more as a reconnaissance to see, to do research on the market and to get mentored. So yeah, that's why we're over here.
And tell me, what's the experience you've had as part of the Landing Pad? What's the Landing Pad actually done for you as startups in the American space?
Sure. I'd say first and foremost, given you a place from which to, you know, go into the market and connected you in a way that would take forever to try and do yourself. So you've got instant access to a cadre of mentors that really know the market well and can guide you through exactly how you need to approach that market, but also the quality of connections out to VCs, investors, and others is something you'd really struggle to do on your own.
And Martin?
Yeah, I think the main thing is you hear things about the US, but in terms of entry, you don't really know quite the look of it. So for us to be here by getting all the feedback from the valuable mentors and the meetings that are facilitated by AusTrade, we really get a holistic view on, I guess, what you need to really enter this market successfully.
And tell me, for both of you, your experience comparing the Australian market to the US market, what do you see as the main sort of differences? Besides, obviously, a massive population difference, what are the two differences that you see? Or sorry, what are the main differences you see, I should say?
Well, there's obviously the size. I mean, you're going from a population of 30-odd million to 300. Australia's in an excellent position with its size of market to provide a proof of concept for a technology to then look at scaling that internationally. So it's in a really advantageous position in that space. But you're also going to have the issues of getting traction in that market in the way that you might in the US. It's just massive over here, and you're going to get a speed to market that you could only dream of in Australia.
Do you think we were all at a talk this morning, and there was a discussion about doing things remotely from Australia, you know, given that everything is online these days. Do you think realistically it could have been possible had you just been physically based in Australia trying to enter overseas markets, or do you really need to be on the ground here?
We know now that it's extremely hard. It's hard for a US business to engage with you if you're not a US entity. We believe that you really need a presence in the US if you want to enter this market. And that's something that we didn't know. We thought it was possible to do it all remotely.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add to that, we thought success in Australia would be the proof you needed to enter the market here. It's not super relevant. They are really looking at your market traction here. This is where you have to prove yourself. And having a presence here doesn't mean having your business here in its entirety. You can have your IP and your research and your dev back in Australia, but you need someone here. And ultimately, you're going to have a US company, not necessarily with all the IP, though.
And Gabe, you're working and driving the landing pad here in San Francisco. What's been your experience?
Yeah, just echoing what Matt and Martin are saying, you know, there's really no match to being in the jungle that is San Francisco in the U.S. market, especially when you're working on cybersecurity. There's just such a saturation of enterprise customers, investors here, really no match to being over here. I would add on top of what Matt said that there is a lot of advantage to having your engineering and R&D back in Australia and tapping into things like the R&D tax incentive and then having the business base here to drive sales and to access investment, of course. And the landing pad here is really, you know, an opportunity to shorten that learning curve for companies that are resourced to come here, providing office space, community, mentorship, and just kind of answering those questions and the same challenges that every Aussie company is tackling and doing it in that coordinated way.
And for budding businesses, budding entrepreneurs in Australia, if they want to get part of the landing pad, what's the approach they should actually take? How do they become involved? How do they get onto this?
Number one, bit.ly/landingpads. So bit.ly/landingpads, shameless pitch for our website. On the website, to help you prepare for launch overseas, we have a digital resource suite that includes a podcast series, Land in the Bay guide, a market overview guide, legal fact sheets. Really some of those fundamentals while you sit in Australia to prepare for that U.S. launch, entity formation, taxation, you know, accounting, what a flip-up would look like if you do need that U.S. entity. There's a lot you can do to prepare before you go overseas. And then on top of what Matt said as well, Australian traction is not enough alone to sign reference customers over here to close an investment. But before coming to the nauseatingly expensive market that is San Francisco, there's real value in having something that has been validated in the testing market in Australia. So I really see companies in the program succeeding when they've put something in, an MVP that's validated over in Australia, and with that traction or with initial capital raise over there, can fund and be resourced to do the US expansion.
Okay, and Matt and Martin, I guess any parting comments, parting advice for entrepreneurs in Australia looking to break into the American market?
Sure. If you're thinking about it, jump on the landing pad. It's absolutely worth it. In fact, I think there's applications open at the moment for a joint where you have a product that has joint military and commercial application. They're running a specialist landing pad. And if that's your space, then you'd be crazy not to do it. And apart from that, on a final note, shout out to Austrade and AusCyber for their incredible and ongoing support through this process.
And Martin, any parting comments for you?
Yeah, I think the landing pad is of extreme value simply because it really shortens the pain that Aussie founders might have trying to do it on their own. And just having access to people who've already been there and done that, I think can only be of a benefit.
Fantastic. And I guess just quick plug for your businesses and how people find out about your businesses. What are the websites people can go to learn more about what you're doing?
Sure. Cybermerc.com. Which is spelled CYBERMERC. That's where you can find out about the product named Red Zenit and our suite of services.
And Martin, yours?
Our website is vtxsecurity.com.
Fantastic, guys. Look, thanks very much for joining us here at the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. Look forward to catching you next time.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Thanks.